probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Well, it will be Mountain Homes basketball, I believe, this second quarter as they trail Greene County Tech 17-10. Hunter Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. And we are ready to get underway. He will throw it in to Benton. Benton has it between the circles, loses the handle of the ball. It was last touch by Zane Butler, and Mountain Home will keep possession on the near sideline as we are 5 seconds into this second period. Bashirs will inbound it, throws it to Benton. Over to Peters, back up top to Benton. He has to reset the offense. Ball goes over to Bashirs on the right wing. Now up top to Benton. He's throwing towards the lane, and it's called for traveling. Mountain Home will turn it over. With 7:42 left to play in the first half, David Wehmeyer will check back into the game, replacing Luke Cruz. 17-10, the Bombers are trailing the Golden Eagles. Here's Gio into the front court, finding a cutting Butler into the lane for the layup. Good. So far, Tech's able to control the pace of this contest. 19-10, they lead it. Here is Bashirs on the left wing, throwing it up top to Peters, over to Benton on the right side. Down to Bashirs in the corner, just outside the line. His jumper rolls around, does not go. And Tech lost control of the rebound, and Mountain Home will keep possession under their own basket. 7:13 left to play in the first half. It will be Bashirs triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. And he gets into Peters on the right wing. He thought about the three. Now he's going to dribble out between the circles. Goes over to the left side, gives it there to Cresilius. Up top now to Bashirs. Tried to throw it to Wehmeyer. Pat, there's way too much traffic. And Tech comes away with the steal. And back they come, going into the lane and throwing the ball away was Landon Johnson. Mountain Home comes away with the steal of their own. Here's Cresilius into the front court. He gets it to Bashirs on the right wing. Gives it to Benton. Tell you, again, give it to Tech's defense. They are really making sure Wehmeyer doesn't have access to the basketball there on the low block. Benton, now he's going to be able to give it to Wehmeyer. He finally finds an open lane there to get the layup off the glass and in. David Wehmeyer with 4 points. That cuts Tech's lead to 7, 19-12 our score. 6:22 left to play in the first half. Ball's over with Brown on the right side. Now ball goes to Butler. His three-pointer misses everything, and the ball goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will get it back with 6:14 left to play in the half. Landon Johnson will check in will head to the bench, that is, as he's replaced by Cody Dortch. Benton will walk the ball into the front court. It's a half-court man-to-man defense for Tech. Ball goes over to Peters on the left wing. Up top to Cresilius. He dribbles to the right side. Up top to Bashirs, over on the left side to Benton. And he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the rebound, and is finally controlled, I believe, by Gio for the Golden Eagles. Gio into the front court, throws it over on the left side to Dortch. Ball goes down on a low block. Now up top it goes to Wilson. Wilson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Wehmeyer. Back comes Mountain Home. 5.5 minutes left to play in the first half. 19-12, Tech leading it. Into the front court, the ball goes to Bashirs on the left wing. Down in the corner to Cresilius. He almost wasn't expecting the pass. Now gives it to Peters on the left side. Trying to get it to Wehmeyer, but instead throws it to Cresilius back in the corner. Cresilius dribbles out to the wing. Now throws it up top to Bashirs. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Wehmeyer. He puts it back up and in. David Wehmeyer with 6 points. 19-14, Tech leading it. 5 minutes left to play in the half. Ball goes over on the left side, and looks like a foul will be called on the low block. I believe they're going to get to Baylor Cresilius with his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Bombers. Hunter Bashirs is going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Luke Cruz. 4:56 left to play in the first half. 5-point lead for the Golden Eagles. And looks like a foul is going to be called away from the ball. And that's on Colton Peters. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So that didn't take any time off the clock before Mountain Home committed another foul. And it will be Gio inbounding it on the baseline. He gets it in to Kinsella. Back to Gio in the right corner. His three-pointer will not go. And scramble for the rebound. Ball goes, wow, I thought it was about to go out of bounds, but Tech is able to save it in. And going up for the three-pointer on the right side is Peyton Gio. Good. He now has 13 points, 22-14. Golden Eagles on top. 4:36 left in the first half. Here's Cruz with the ball at the top for the Bombers. Throws it to Cresilius on the left wing. Back up top to Cruz, over to Peters on the right wing. Up top to Benton. Gives it to Cresilius in the right corner. Cross court to Cruz. Ball was knocked away, stolen by the Golden Eagles. Here is Wilson into the front court. He's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. Will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh my goodness, they're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. I thought for sure that Zane Butler knocked that ball out. And they're going to say no. It was last touched by the Bombers, and Tech's going to keep possession with 4:11 left in the first half. Nope, now they're going to reverse it. They're going to say it was last touched by Tech. So Mountain Home is going to get it back with a little over four minutes left to play in the half as they trail by 8. Benton will walk it into the front court. He takes a screen from Cruz, has it on the left wing, gives it to Cruz, back to Benton, and his pass to Waymire was well wide of him. And ball will go out of bounds, and Tech will get it back on the unforced turnover. 3:57 left to play. It is Tech on top, 22-14. Here's Gio with on the right wing. He's heading toward the free throw line, going up for the running jumper. Good. Well, when it's your night, he's got 15 points so far. And it is a double-digit lead for the Golden Eagles, 24-14 our score. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball goes to Peters on the left corner. Now up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the right wing. He'll throw it up top to Cresilius. Over to Cruz on the left side. Cruz going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That's fouls on Cade Kinsella. That is his first personal foul, and that's just the first team foul against the Golden Eagles here in the first half. Then it will be two shots for Luke Cruz. This will be the first free throw attempt of the night for the Bombers. 3:20 left to play as Cruz will have a chance to cut the Golden Eagles lead to single digits. It's 24-14 right now. They're just wiping up some perspiration before Cruz shoots his foul shots. All right, first free throw up for Cruz is up. No good. Hunter Bashir is checking back into the game for Mountain Home as Baylor Cresilius will take a seat. And for Greene County Tech, Kobe Brown will head to the bench as he's replaced by Kane Wilson. Second free throw for Cruz. Good, 1 of 2. He now has 3 points. And that makes a 9-point lead for Tech. Back come the Golden Eagles quickly. Here is Brown. I'm sorry, that is Butler with it. Ball goes over now on the low block. Going up for the hook shot was Wilson. He couldn't get it to go. He was trying to shoot a hook shot right over Waymire, and the rebound comes to the Bombers. Ben in the front court gives it to Cruz. Over to Bashir's in the left corner. Now his pass to Benton was knocked away. Ball still loose. Now finally stolen by Butler, and back comes Greene County Tech. Here's Gio throwing it to Wilson on the right side. His three-pointer, no good, and looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. That is on Zane Butler, his first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Golden Eagles here in the first half. In the second quarter, it is Mountain Home with the ball, trailing 4-15. Ben throws it into the front court to Peters. He has the ball on the right side. Now drills toward the free throw line, kicks it back to Ben. Over to Cruz in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing, gives it there to Peters. Now up top to Cruz. Cruz gets the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 2:24 left in the half. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. He gets into Waymire just outside the paint, and he tries to go for the shot. Has the ball stripped from him. Peters gets the gets the ball at the top. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound comes to Greene County Tech. Ball on the floor to Butler. Now over on the left side, I believe that is Dortch going for the three-pointer. He can't get to go, and it looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound. That is going to be called on Kane Wilson as his first personal foul, team foul number three against Greene County Tech. 2:03 left to play in the first half. It is a 9-point advantage for the Golden Eagles. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline. Tried to give it. I don't know if he was aiming for Cruz or Bashir's. They were really close to each other. It bounced off Cruz's hand, goes out of bounds, and Mountain Ellen will turn it back over with 1:54 left. Benton will come out of the game as he's replaced by Ben Cresilius. Here is going to the front court for Golden Eagles. He has between circles. Goes over on the right side of Dorsch. Down on the low block it goes. Wilson going to make a move on Waymire, and Waymire is going to be called for are they going to call an offensive foul? Yes, they are. They're going to call an offensive foul on Kane Wilson. They say he used his forearm too much on Waymire. That's his second personal foul, team foul number four, and he's going to come out of the game to be replaced by Kobe Brown. 1:39 left to play in the first half. A 9-point lead for Greene County Tech. 24-15 is the score. Here's Peters across the timeline. Drills to the left wing. Gives it there to Bashir's. Thought about the three. Now he's hanged down into the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Hunter Bashir's with his first 2 points of the night. That cuts Tech's lead to 7. 1:20 left in the half. Here is Gio back the other way for the Golden Eagles. Going into the lane for the layup. Well, he just blew by his man there to get that scoop shot. 17 points for Peyton Gio. 26-17, the Golden Eagles lead it. Here is Peters dribbling into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Colton Peters now with 5 points. Back to a 7-point game. Tech leading it 26-19. 50 seconds left in the first half. Ball goes up top to Cancilla. Now it goes down on the low block. Over to Dortch on the left wing. He takes the screen. Tries to throw it over to Cancilla. It was over his head. Ball will go out of bounds, and Mount Home will get it back. 40.1 seconds left to play in the half. Tech leads 26-19. Peters will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Cresilius. Cresilius now dribbles up to the top. Over to Peters on the right. Looking to take the screen from Waymire. Now throws it up top to Cruz. 18 seconds left. Here's Cresilius with it on the left side, up top to Waymire. Tries to throw it to Cruz, well over his head. Ball goes out of bounds on the unforced turnover. Tech will get it back with 13.6 seconds left as they lead by 7. Gio will walk the ball into the front court. Has the ball on the right side. Now dribbles up to the top. 6 seconds left. Ball goes over on the left side with Brown. Now up top to Gio. He's going to pull up on the left side for the three-pointer. Shot was partially blocked, and that's the way this first half is going to end. Well, after two quarters of play, it is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 26-19. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances.